Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is not to do with the Machlokes of Shvisas Kelim, although later on in the Perek we will return to that Machlokes. Now in general, just like it's forbidden for you to do a Melacha on Shabbos, it is also forbidden for you to tell a non-Jew to do it for you. And we're going to see in this Mishnah a couple of precautions, a couple of decrees which were made, so that it does not appear that a non-Jew is doing something for the Jew. B'shamim and b'shamai say, in Moichin al-Nochri, one cannot sell something to a non-Jew, ve'im tanin imai, one cannot help him to load his donkey, ve'im agbin alav, and one cannot put things on the non-Jew's shoulders, and this talking about before Shabbos, ela kadeshi agil amakim karev, unless there is enough time before Shabbos comes in, for the non-Jew to reach a nearby place. And the reason for this is because b'shamai are concerned that people might think that really the non-Jew is doing it on behalf of the Jew, that the Jew asked him to do this for him, and since it's generally forbidden for a Jew to carry on Shabbos, it will seem like the non-Jew is carrying for the Jew on Shabbos, the Jew's items. So to prevent people thinking that, you can't do this so close to Shabbos. However, Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel permit this, because according to Beis Hillel, people will realize that those items do not belong to the Jew, rather they belong to the non-Jew. And therefore Beis Hillel said that you can help the non-Jew, and you can sell something to him, as long as all of this occurs before Shabbos. Now Beis Hillel agree that you cannot do this if the non-Jew is going to leave your house once Shabbos has come in, because then it will look like he sold the non-Jew something on Shabbos itself, which is forbidden, and therefore even according to Beis Hillel, the non-Jew has to leave his house before Shabbos comes in.